ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the corridor in the courthouse. In just a few moments, we'll enter the courtroom for today's case of Order in the Court.
Your name is Thomas Patterson?
Yes, Your Honor.
And your father, you say, is a sea captain?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Very well. Continue with your story, please.
Well, as I explained, Your Honor, it's a rather difficult story to tell. So if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to something that occurred almost 22 years ago in a San Francisco hospital.
Yes, Doctor.
You may draw the sheet. She's beyond our help. Always he wins over us, no matter how we fight or pray.
Perhaps we're wrong in regretting. So often they're smiling when they go. As she is.
With what charm and fascination he must woo his loved ones. So easily and quietly they surrender. So gladly, sometimes it seems. The unknown, nurse. It does hold an extraordinary allure, doesn't it?
And also an extraordinary fear.
I suppose so. I hope I shall smile like that. But then my conscience probably won't be as clear as hers.
How is your baby doing?
All right. He'll grow up to be a big, strapping six-footer, I expect.
It must be rather terrible, though. Have to go through life knowing you owe that life to the death of another.
Yes, I suspect it is. She fought it out bravely. Didn't she, nurse?
Yes.
All alone. No one with her except you and I. Yet she never complained. Well, that's what comes of marrying a sea captain.
Did you notify him how critical her condition was?
No, I'll send him a radio from downstairs. What are you thinking about, nurse?
Oh, just wondering how he'll take it. Out there somewhere on the ocean when he gets your message that she's gone.
What is it, Sparks? Anything interesting?
Where's the skipper? On the bridge?
He's down in this cabin, I think, with Hanson and Jones. They're sitting around a bottle waiting to hear whether it's a boy or a girl.
It's a boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here, take his message down to him.
Okay. Maybe he'll give me a sample of what's in that bottle. Captain.
A radio, huh? There it is, boys. Let's have it.
It's still 3-1. I'm offering it to go. Well, don't be holding out on us. Which is it?
It's a boy.
And so you came out again, ahead again, eh, Captain? Ain't you wrong in your prognostication, Skipper?
Fill the glasses. Let's drink to his health.
All right, fill him up it is.
You too there. Give the lad a glass.
Righto. Come and get it, sailor.
Thanks, Captain.
Here we are. To the boy's health.
Good health.
To the boy's health.
And may he be brave and fearless on the bridge as his father before him.
A son of mine will never set foot on the deck of a ship.
He what? Listen to him. Do you know what you're saying, Skipper?
I know what I'm saying. Enjoy yourselves, men. I'm going above to take over on the bridge.
Well, how do you like that, eh? Still, I guess the first one always bowls him over. Come on, men. Where's your glasses? This bottle ain't half empty yet.
Now, how do you like that, Tommy? That kite came from Japan.
But what do you do with it?
You fly it.
Well, I guess I never saw one of them before.
Well, this afternoon we'll go out in the pasture and I'll show you all about it. Teach you how to fly it. Send it sailing way up in the sky.
Well, can't we go now?
Oh, no. I told your grandpa to help him down the barn this morning. So I'll just put it back in the box.
All right.
It's good to see you again, boy.
Well, I wish you'd stay here longer when you come to visit.
Well, someday maybe I will. Someday maybe I'll come here and stay for good. Turn farmer like your grandpa. That's the life.
Well, that's not what you were telling Grandpa last night.
Huh? How do you know what I was telling him?
Oh, I was awake. I couldn't go to sleep. You were telling him that sailing was the life, and I heard you telling him about that storm you went through.
Well, that was all talk, Tommy. All just a lot of talk. I was just teasing your grandpa. Just making up things to tell him.
And you didn't go through that storm?
Oh, we went through a little blow.
Was it worse than the way the wind blows here sometimes?
No, not half so bad.
Oh, that's what I want to do. Go on ship and be a captain like you.
No, you don't, Tommy.
Oh, but I do.
You get those ideas out of your head. You hear? No sailing for you, boy.
But why not when I want to?
The sea is not for you, Tommy. You stay on land.
Well, I'll bet my mother would like it for me to be a captain on a ship.
No, she wouldn't, Tommy. Your mother hated it. Someday you'll understand. But for now, you stop thinking about the sea and ships. You watch your grandpa. You learn to ride a horse and drive a plow and live in a home. Oh, there's your grandpa waving to me. I guess he wants me to go to work. This afternoon, we'll fly that kite for you, Tommy. Feels good, don't it, Harvey? That wind.
Well, that's because it's taking you home again, Skipper.
Maybe.
He must be almost a man now, aye? That son of yours?
17 last month.
And never so much as seen the ocean, aye?
He never will if I have anything to do with it.
Oh, come off it, Skipper. Where's anything can touch it for adventure, aye? Or for just plain living, if you prefer.
It's all right for you.
Yes, and it's all right for you, too. You'll be stopping over for a day or two in San Francisco before you go to the farm.
Oh. Well, I may stop there for a day.
You know perfectly well you will.
That's so?
You're thinking of trying out double honors again, Skipper?
Where'd you get such an idea as that?
Oh, come off it, Skipper. Do you think we ain't got eyes in our head?
Well, Harvey,
of course we ain't. None of us saying the lady, but if you say she's all right, it's all right she is. It might be a good idea for you, Skipper. After all, time makes us see things differently, I guess. If you should marry again, Skipper, would you quit the sea?
Me? Quit the sea? Not until the sea quits me. I thought we had that out when I was here last year, Tommy.
Well, it's just that I've been thinking some more about it since last year. I don't want to stay on living here at the farm.
Haven't I told you that you're going down to the university in the fall?
I don't want to do that either. No fooling, Dad. I want to go to sea or join the Navy. It's just in my blood, I guess.
Now, Tom, you listen to me. It's not often I'll ever tell you what you shall do or what you shan't do. But this is one of the few times when I'm going to. After you're of age, of course, there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can tell you to do or not to do. But until you are of age, you're going to the university and learn any profession or business you like.
How would you have liked it if your father had said that to you?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't have a father around to tell me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I said that, Dad.
That's all right, son. I made a vow once, Tommy. A vow to the memory of your wonderful mother. But I wouldn't ever let you do what I did. And I mean to keep it.
Well, I still don't see why Mother wouldn't want me to pick out whatever career I liked for myself.
Because she wouldn't like this. Now, I know, son. Be anything you like. A doctor, a lawyer, civil engineer, a teacher, anything. But no going to sea. What would it ever get you, son? Maybe if you worked hard and you're lucky, you'd be a captain in 10 or 15 years. Then you'd be tied up for life to a job that'll put gray hairs in your head before that time. And you'll be away from your home 9/10 of the rest of your working days. Now do as I say. And get this nonsense out of your head. Get it out of there right now.
Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah, Granny?
Will you come in the house a minute? I've got something to tell you.
Yes, Granny. What is it? Who's the telegram from?
Your father, Tom.
Yeah? What's the matter? What's happened to him?
Your father's married again.
He's what?
He's married.
So, that's all Mother meant to him. And after telling me all these years to... All right, he should tell me what to do. He can't tell me anything. I'll do what I please.
Tommy.
He can't
tell me
anything. All right, mister. Maybe you haven't got any jobs on the ship. But would you be good enough to tell me how to get a job on one of these tubs? I've been hanging around here for 2 months now, and everybody says the same thing. Doesn't anybody ever get fired or quit or die or something?
What do you want a job on a ship for?
What did you want a job on a ship for?
Sometimes I wonder.
Because you wanted to make that your life work, didn't you?
I may have said something like that when I was as young as you are.
Well, you got your job. Tell me how to get mine, will you?
What's your name, kid?
Tom Weston.
What did you hesitate for? Is that your real name or a phony?
Okay, it's a phony.
Uh-huh. In trouble and trying to duck it?
There's no cops after me, if that's what you mean.
Oh. Just running away from the old homestead, maybe.
Okay. So what if I am? I'm not the first, am I?
No, I don't suppose you are. All right, Tom. Think you could work as a galley boy?
Sure.
You know what that is?
Well, not exactly.
It ain't exactly like picking apples.
I don't care what kind of a job it is. I just want to get work on a ship.
Okay. You come aboard tomorrow morning. Be ready to sail tomorrow night.
Thanks, mister. I'll be here.
Hey, ain't you interested in where you're sailing to?
Not particularly.
Well, in case you want to leave a forwarding address, it's Japan.
Swell. I had a kite from there once.
You did? Well, maybe you can pick up another one. Oh, yes. If you really want to know the answer to that question you asked a few minutes ago, why I wanted a job on a ship, well, I ran away from the old homestead, too. Okay, see you tomorrow morning at 9.
That was 2 months ago.
I see. All right. I guess I might have known he'd do what he pleased. Well, I'm sorry. But in a way, I guess I'm a little proud of him.
Well, how's the galley boy this morning?
Pretty good, sir.
Had enough of the sea yet?
I'll never have enough.
Don't be too sure.
When are you going to promote me to ordinary seaman?
Hey, getting impatient.
Sure. I want to be third mate by the time I'm 21.
Well, that's pretty ambitious.
So what? I'll pass the exams if you'll give me a break.
Mm-hmm. You better start sailing under your own name, then.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. You'll have to give proof of citizenship, you know.
No, I didn't know.
What is your real name, kid?
Okay, it's Patterson. Tom Patterson.
All right, kid. I'll see what we can do. I used to know a Patterson once. I was an ordinary seaman under him. Dan Patterson. He was a skipper on the Colendo.
Oh, that must have been 18 or 20 years ago.
That was my father.
What? No kidding. Say, I always knew the world was little, but not that little.
He didn't want me to go to sea. That's why I ran away.
Well, I'll be darned. That's funny. That sure is.
What's so funny about it?
Oh, nothing. I just remember I took your dad a radio message telling him you'd arrived. What do you know? Well, maybe you will get that third mate's license by the time you're 21. If you're anything like your dad, you will.
Hello, Mary. Sure, it's Tom. I'm phoning from a cigar store. Look, how's the meeting me over in the park? The same bench. How long will it take? Okay, in 20 minutes. Have I got something to show you? A whole mess of things. Hurry. Goodbye. All right. Here's the first thing I've got to show you.
Thomas L. Patterson. Third mate. Any gross ton. Any ocean. I knew you'd get it.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
And now if you can only get that job.
Well, before we talk about that, I sent the telegram to Dad last night, like I told you. This morning, I got a nice letter from him.
Did he say he'd forgiven you?
Sure. I think he was even a little proud. And you know what he wants me to do?
What?
Well, he said the line he used to work for had sold the Catherine. That was his ship. To a small outfit running a few ships in the South American trade. And he's taking it over. He says he's holding open the third mate's berth for me.
Oh, but Tom...
Sure, Mary. I know I was going to try and get on a coastwise vessel, but really, this is something I don't think I ought to pass up. I mean, I could take it for a year or two.
I've told you, Tom, I wouldn't marry you if you were going to be sailing all over the world.
But it's just for a short time. It won't be for long. And then I'll get a berth where I'll never be far from home.
Well, we'll postpone the wedding then, Tom.
Oh, Mary. Look, I can't very well turn this down. Dad wants me, I think. Really wants me.
You've changed since yesterday, haven't you?
How do you mean?
Well, you said that even if your father should forgive you, you didn't think you could ever forgive him for marrying again.
Yeah, I know I did, but... Well, I don't know. Maybe I've been wrong about that. I guess he was pretty lonely. And after all, it's been a long time since Mother died. But anyhow, Mary, that hasn't anything to do with this. I won't have to stay with him very long. And I would sort of like to take my first trip as a mate on his ship. Suppose then we do this. I'll go with him for one trip, and then come back and we'll go on and get married. How's that?
Well, we'll see, Tom. When does your father want you to sail?
Well, he asked me to wire him right away. They're sailing for Panama via Mazatlan and Manzanillo on the 16th.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah, I know. He wants me to be in San Francisco tomorrow.
I see. And you're going, I suppose?
Well, I'll go up and talk to him anyhow, and then I'll decide. Oh, Mary, try and see my side of it, please.
I'll try, Tom. But I don't think you're trying very hard to see my side.
Yes, sir, Tommy. This is the captain.
She's all right, Dad.
Oh, she's not so bad. I suppose we get on to my cabin. I want you to meet my wife.
Okay, Dad.
You know what the commissioner said out there on the dock?
No, what was that?
He said he took one look at you and said to himself, a regular chip off the old block.
Gosh, did he?
Well, you've filled out a lot, son. You sure have. And a third mate. That's going pretty fast. Here we are.
Who is it?
May we come in, dear? Well, here he is, Rita. This is the boy. Tom, this is my wife.
Hello, Tommy.
How do you do?
Well, don't you think you should kiss me?
Why, yes. Yes.
Your father's been on pins and needles waiting for you to get here.
Yes, I guess I have.
Did you decide to sign on with him?
You bet he did.
I told you he would, Dan. He was a little worried there for a while, Tom.
Well, I wasn't exactly sure myself when I got here. Well, I'd better go get my things, I think, Dad.
All right, my boy.
I'm Glad to have met you. I suppose I'll see you again before we sail.
You'll see quite a lot of her, Tom. She's going with us.
Oh, I hadn't understood.
Well, aren't you glad?
Of course I am. Well, I'll see you later.
We'll expect your dinner. We're having it aboard.
All right, Dad. I'll be here.
What is it, Tom? What's the matter? You're sorry you came with us?
No, it isn't that, Dad.
It's Rita, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
She's younger than you expected her to be.
Yes, she is.
Well, I guess I should have explained it all to you, but... Well, I was getting pretty lonesome, Tom, and I... Well, she's a mighty fine girl, and she's made me mighty happy. Of course, you'll never have the same place in my heart that your mother had, Tom. I think you know that.
Yeah, Dad.
I want you to like Rita, Tom. Don't feel resentful toward her.
Well, it's all such a... sort of a shock, Dad. It's all right, of course. You've got a right to do whatever you want to do, but... she can't be over 25 years old.
Well, she's 26. Age doesn't seem to make such a big difference, Tom. Please, will you be friendly toward her?
Yeah, Dad. I'll try to be.
Thanks, boy.
Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing up here on the bridge?
Just visiting.
Where's Dad?
Oh, below somewhere. Talking to one of the passengers. I got tired of waiting for him. And it was such a beautiful night out.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
What's the light off the port bow?
That's Point Mantara.
Not very talkative tonight, are you?
Can't think of anything to say.
You might tell me you think my dress is nice.
It's very nice.
Why don't you ever use my name?
I didn't know just what to call you.
Well, for heaven's sakes, don't call me Mother.
I hadn't intended to call you that.
Why shouldn't you call me Rita? I call you Tom.
All right, Rita.
I don't see why we shouldn't be awfully good friends, Tom. You like to dance?
Oh, fairly well.
So do I. Your dad isn't so awfully keen about it, or very good at it. When we get to San Pedro, what do you say we all go up to Los Angeles and take in some of the nightclubs? There's some marvelous places there.
Very well. We'll see.
You don't like me, do you, Tom?
What makes you say that? Of course I do.
I wish you wouldn't hate me.
I don't.
Well, that's where you are, Rita.
Yes, Dan.
Oh, how's it going, son?
Very well, sir.
Good. Well, San Pedro by noon, I should say. Oh, by the way, Rita, I'm afraid I won't be able to run up to Los Angeles with you tomorrow.
Oh, but Dan,
I got a message from our agent. He wants me to go over some business with him tomorrow night. Maybe Tom would like to take you up.
Please, Tom.
How about it, son?
Just as you say, sir.
Well, don't go if you don't want to.
He wants to go, don't you, Tom?
Why, yes, I think it'd be very nice. I'll be glad to go.
Oh, it was a grand evening, Tom. Thanks for taking me, and you danced heavenly.
Really?
Honest.
Well, I'll say goodnight.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Not that I know of.
Well, you have. In the future, my stepson, remember, please, kiss your mother goodnight. Goodnight, Tom.
Goodnight.
No place for you up here on the bridge. You'd better go below.
It's a pretty bad storm, isn't it?
Pretty bad, yeah.
Is there any danger?
Certainly not.
But there must be. be frightened down below. Up here with you, I'm not.
Go below, will you? Leave me alone.
Come.
You hurt me.
Well, I won't go below, and I'm not frightened. It's you who are afraid. You're afraid of
me. Will you get off this bridge?
Oh, Tom, don't be like that. I told you the truth. You're afraid of me. Don't.
Shut up, you fool.
All right, I am a fool. Yes, another fool. And so are you. You think I'm in love with your father. You think I was ever in love with him? Oh, Tom, don't treat me like this. Be kind to me. Please, Tom. I have been shouting at you that I love you.
Right this minute, I could kill you, Rita.
Oh, Tom, I do love you. I do.
Go below before I throw you there.
All right, John. All right. Order in the court. Order in the court.
There's the problem I've brought here, Your Honor. Perhaps you'll say it's a simple problem. But anyhow, well, I want to know whether or not I should go to my father and tell him the sort of woman he married. Thank you.
Mr. Patterson, I'm going to answer your questions just as I expect you've answered it yourself. Go to your father. Tell him what you've told here. That is all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Again talking to you from the corridor as the courtroom is emptying. We hope that you'll join with us again when we return for the next session of Order in the Court.